With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Amaya Atucha is an extension specialist with UW-Madison, and we were talking about pruning fruit trees. She says it's very important to have a balance between vegetative growth and fruit growth on the tree.
When we say, oh, the trees make their own food. Yeah, the trees, through photosynthesis, are able to produce their own, you know, fuel, food, what are carbohydrates. So the tree is always kind of like deciding where that food is going to go, where they're going to allocate that food. Is it going to go into growing fruit? Is it going to go into vegetative growth, which are leaves and branches and the roots? And so, you know, depending on the management that you do, you want to strike a perfect balance in which you have enough growth, vegetative growth, enough leaves and shoots, but you also have enough fruit. And it's very easy on fruit trees to keep that balance to being too vegetative, meaning not enough fruit, a lot of shoots and leaves. Or if you do good management, you can also tip it the other way, in which you have a lot of fruit production, but not necessarily a lot of vegetative production, which sounds great, but it's not sustainable over time. So that's where, when people are thinking about pruning, that's what we want to do. We want to figure out, how can I achieve a perfect balance for this tree in which I have enough fruit production, but I also have enough vegetative growth to sustain good quality and big fruit? That is what I want at the end of the season.
Let's focus a little smaller scale, not a tree, but a bush. Can you share the fundamentals of pruning fruit bushes?
We want to prune to open canopies, making sure that we have enough light to have enough flowers. We want to remove all the branches that are either damaged, mechanically damaged, or are diseased. We want to remove them. So it's the same concept.
That's insight from Amaya Atucha. She's an extension specialist with UW-Madison, and you can listen to our full interview on the Wisco Ag News podcast. And that's your connection to local agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.